We understand how science works, right? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Swazi Laban, professor of philosophy and pre-law program director at the University of Montana, says our knowledge may need an update.
Many of us have this romanticized picture of a solitary scientist unveiling the ultimate truth about the fundamental causes underlying the phenomena. The problem is that this picture of science is misguided on at least three fronts. First, while some scientists look for causes underlying phenomena, others are interested in describing what's out there, predicting, intervening, producing a particular effect. Scientists tackle all kinds of complex problems using various strategies. Second, precisely because scientists tackle complex problems, they don't typically offer one unique and perfect answer. Instead, they consider multiple, partial, and possibly conflicting solutions. What's fascinating is that often considering multiple possible approaches is the best strategy to tackle complex problems. Finally, scientists do not work in isolation in hopes of establishing unquestionable truth. Instead, science is a social and contrarian process in which the community's scrutiny ensures we have the best available knowledge. Best available does not mean definitive, but the best we have until we find out how to improve it. So, contrary to the romanticized version, science is a multifaceted, collective, and self-correcting process in which communities of experts scrutinize various possible approaches to tackle complex problems. This is important, I think, because holding science up to unrealistic standards may result in us losing trust in science because of faulty expectations, not faulty science.
That was Swazi Laban of the University of Montana. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.